Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's move over now to the trial that's going on. Over to Utah, the Corey Richens trial underway. And we're going to focus first, we're going to do two kind of segments on this. One, on the prosecution's case, what they're presenting, what they're arguing. We'll go to the defense then second. And whether this adds up to murder beyond a reasonable doubt. The state says Corey poisoned her husband, Eric, with fentanyl for money and to start a new life with her boyfriend. They've got a witness who says she bought drugs. They got Eric's own words saying he thought Corey was trying to kill him. They've got insurance policies, deleted texts, and internet searches that paint a picture of premeditation. Let's dig into the questions that you've been asking, and be sure to ask them if you're watching us live right now in the comments section. We'll try to get over to those. We'll start with this from Brian in Salt Lake City. Carmen Lauber testified that she bought fentanyl for Corey for separate times. She says Corey told her it was for an investor. Nobody believes that, right? What investor needs the realtor to score street fentanyl for them? Is the prosecution arguing that was always a cover story for murder? The investor story, I mean, that's an interesting angle on this. We're just learning that now, that it was for an investor.
But are you to tell somebody that it's for you? Like, you know, you're always going to come up with a story.
Especially if you're buying illicit drugs.
Right, right.
I guess. I've never bought an illicit drugs, but I guess I probably have a story, you know. But it's for the neighbor's cat. Yeah. They're really into fentanyl. Now, I mean, I guess it's, you know, it's kind of a semi-believable story. It's interesting, you know, here's where it tracks really well, because Corey is someone who's very obsessed with her image. This is my conjecture, and it's until proven guilty, insert alleged in front of everything I'm going to say for the next 30 minutes. She clearly seems like someone who has the profile that's obsessed or very concerned with image and how she's portrayed to other people, how other people see her. That's how this type of personality profile works. I am under the operational thought process of her of kind of, and I'm not diagnosing, borderline-ish narcissistic personality disorder, something in that area. That's my opinion. Those type of folks are very obsessed with their image. The fact that she used it as, oh, it's an investor that she's doing this from, it puts her, even in that weird conversation of getting drugs, it kind of elevates her of like, oh, it's for an investor. Cause I'm so busy. I'm so highfalutin. I'm so important in this business. I'm getting this for my investor, you know, because, you know, we're that tight. I'm buying, you know, it's a weird way of doing things, but I can see how through her prism, this seemed like a win.
And also, I feel like she did it because, well, you can't let somebody know that they would be for you, right? Like the mask would have to be pulled away. She's so perfect.
Yeah.
She would never do something like this. Now, for an investor, for the company, blah, 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 you know, I'll do what I got to do. But she would never herself show that she had that experience with illicit drugs.
Grandstanding to get the drugs, basically. The investor story I found to be interesting.
Robin just mentioned, and so an influencer personality, I would say that would be absolutely correct, wouldn't you?
Yes. I would say she's very, she could have been down that road. She reminds me somewhat of kind of like Ruby Frankie in some ways. She reminds me of Donna Adelson in a lot of ways. Just take that narcissistic personality type that can never be accountable for anything and has a justifiable reason for anything that they're doing, all their modality, everything that they do, everything they touch, even however they need to lie, cheat, and steal and scheme. They will somehow tell themselves, I'm doing this for the greater good. I'm doing this for a reason, and I'm entitled to do this. And anyone who questions me, how dare them? That's disrespectful, because you're questioning, you know, the genius of this type of a person. That's my opinion on kind of the way that she operates.
Yeah.
Stephanie from Park City, Eric allegedly told his sister on a phone call just weeks before he died that he believed Corey was trying to poison him. He said those words out loud to family. How does the prosecution use that? Is that hearsay? Can they get it in front of a jury? I believe it can come out, and it probably will. I honestly don't know the answer to that in this case specifically. I know like that has been, those sort of statements certainly have been used in other trials. I don't know if the judge has allowed that that in, but it certainly has been said. I would say, I'm going to guess it is. The fact that they've brought up the sandwich, which could be also kind of hearsay-ish too. I'm going to guess that that's going to be in there. And it is powerful. Especially when you look at the character of Eric, and he's not a paranoid guy. I mean, if this was a guy who was constantly paranoid, and there could be a track record of, see, he was paranoid about this and that, so it makes sense. He thinks his wife's trying to kill him too. If you could go down a track record and say, see, that would explain that more. But I don't think they have that. They don't have anything like that. So if you have somebody making a statement like that, which is pretty rare, I think, to have happen, that someone's going to actively feel that way and then still stay in the relationship. That's going to be very powerful, I think. There's a lot of things in this case that are, there's nuggets here and there. There's not one big smoking gun. It's an accumulation of things, and you got to kind of look at which pile of shit is worse, and then determine, okay, which, number one, which is worse, but then is that pile of shit enough to say beyond a reasonable doubt? Or is it still just, it's pretty, over here, and still pretty, over here? Because you're going to have both in this case. I think the investigation was extremely flawed, but it doesn't mean that she didn't do it either.
Right. You and I had a brief conversation this morning via text, and we were talking about the witness who's been on the stand for the last day and a half, Carmen Lauber.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's another piece of that where it's like, her testimony seems to kind of change and waver, and the defense is really going after her about that, really trying to paint her as somebody that's not trustable, not trustworthy, I should say. And I have to be honest, watching it, I kind of feel that way. I kind of feel like I'm not sure that if this were the only evidence they were going on, I'd have to say not enough for me. And I personally think that, and again, just my opinion, I think Corey probably did do what we all, you know, what she's being on trial for. But I would still have to question whether or not this was enough for me to actually put her behind bars for the death of her husband.
I think if you're just basing it on those folks, no. But where it gets there for me is going to be the digital. and that's what sinks everybody. I mean, on memes alone, just on like the memes alone. I mean, I guess it doesn't necessarily prove she did it. I mean, look, if she was, let's look at it from this perspective for a moment. A thought experiment, if you will, as Robin says. The memes of I'm rich, I'm, you know, wiping the face with money, and the Trump I'm rich meme, and idiots everywhere. Those are the three memes that were brought up. That she apparently was searching on her device literally as Eric was being hauled out of the house in a body bag, and her children are in the other room inconsolable. She's looking, these memes are coming up on her device. Pretty barbaric, you know, just, oh my God. But does it mean that she did it? Or did an opportunity just present itself in his death if he OD'd on something at his own hands? And now suddenly life is going to be good for Corey because suddenly he's gone, and she's wanted him gone for a long time, and she didn't have to do anything about it. Now she gets the money, now she gets this and that, and he OD'd, so I had nothing to do with it, so life is good, and she's just a cold, heartless bitch. I mean, is that what that is? Because I guess you really could interpret it one of two ways.
She would have to really be a cold-hearted bitch, I think, to celebrate it. Even though she apparently wasn't happy, she had this other boyfriend, she had all these things that she wanted in life, they were struggling, they were having some issues. I think it's really tough, and we've all had bad relationships that we've wanted to probably get out of. I don't know that I would celebrate the death of somebody.
No.
Even if it was something that I was unhappy in that way, that close to the actual time frame of him being pulled out of the house. Like maybe a week or two later, you'd be like, oh, I just feel so much better. Here's a couple of memes about my life getting better, whatever. I don't know that the timing on that is really suspect.
What makes her more of a monster if she was looking up those memes and she did it, knowing that she did it, or if she didn't do it and she was looking up those memes? I think it makes her look more humane if she did it, because that was part of her plan and she knew it all along. She looks even more monstrous in some ways, that this is just her instinctual reaction to his accidental death, if that's what happened in some ways.
So we just got a question from Robin, who says the memes are kind of meaningless. Her name is Richens. How do you prove she was looking at those memes at that time? And then she says, did she post the memes or just see them?
And we don't know that. The way it was, we'll find out, but the way it was described so far in the openings was that they were accessed on her device.
Right.
So that could simply mean, you know, when you go on your phone and you're looking up to send somebody a meme and you type it in and then that's what comes up as an image. That could be that. We don't know the answer to that question yet. But I would just say,
look at it though, with her last name being Richens, you know, sometimes like you're typing, you're texting somebody and you actually press the GIF or meme button and all of a sudden these memes start popping up. Could she have been typing something else and they just happened to come up? I mean, that's a interesting thought, Robin, to be honest with you.
Robin, you just gave them, you just gave the defense something they're going to bring up now. Good
Corey's
job.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job. Because quite honestly, I think they're probably looking for ideas. So I'm going to laugh when that pops up in court. Because it probably will. Well, there was... this is something I brought up now several times, and this actually, my fiance brought this up the other day, because I think it could answer so many questions, is a hair follicle test on Eric.
Mm.
As far as we know, none was done. At least we've never seen it. We've never heard of it being brought up. As far as we know, that's not in evidence. I could be wrong, but a hair follicle test would tell you whether Eric was a regular user of fentanyl or other drugs. It would tell you that. Or it would tell you he was not. That benefits one of two sides. And I don't know that either side feels strong enough in their case to grab that piece of evidence and go, look. And because either way, whatever that result would be very revealing.
And I know we've had people say he had very short hair. He could only, you know, looking at the length of his hair, depending on how long, how fast he grows his hair, all that kind of stuff. But I think we could get at least some information if that would be done.
Hair is hair. It doesn't just have to be on your head.
So he might have some long, you know.
If there's a hair anywhere with any length, it's like a tree. You know, it's the rings of a tree. It will tell you a lot. So I don't know. I mean, it's that I think would be very telling. If, you know, it shows that, oh, looks like he has this in his system a lot. It would lean a lot more towards an overdose. It would be very, very strong for Corey. If there ain't that, then, right. Yeah. The toxicologist testified that Quantipine, that's Corey's prescription medication, not Eric's, was found in Eric's blood. It was a small amount, but it was there. If Eric had no prescription for that drug, how did it get in his system? Is the prosecution using that to show Corey was putting things in his food and drinks? We don't quite know how they're going to use that yet. But yeah, that was in his system as well. And again, I think you could use that two ways. You could say, see, he's just going to the medicine cabinet and treating it like Skittles. You know, whatever's there, he's just taking some. Or... Corey made, it could be something, well, you know, it's there and he takes it every now and then. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to put that. It is an interesting one because it almost makes you wonder, like, what did Corey, did she get the fentanyl? And she's like, and just for added measure, let me push some of this in here too.
Yeah. I mean, the mind process, when you start thinking about the mind process on getting the drugs, connecting with somebody to get the drugs, and it looks like from the testimony that I've seen over the last couple of days, there were a few prescriptions around the house in various locations, along with the, and I'll say it like the prosecutor and the defense said, gummies, THC gummies. Like they're so afraid of saying THC gummies. I'm not sure why. But yeah, I mean, it just, there seemed to be a lot of stuff going on in that house.
And it seems no one seems to have any clue or understanding on how THC works.
Yeah,
they think it's like from the devil or something, and it's somehow this horrible, deadly, scary drug that's literally killed no one ever. And that I feel like they're trying to create confusion. They're playing on the jury, also not fully grasping that, and going, "Oh gosh, he's a drug user. He's using THC gummies." Well, like half the people in the courtroom are like, "I'm on one right now." You know, I bet a member of the jury probably is on one right now.
I was just going to say, probably. I mean, of the two of us, I'm guessing there's a 50-50 shot that somebody here is on one. Just saying.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's not something where it's not 1952 or something.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, or the 80s or anything where it's, you know, it's just not that. It's been fascinating to watch that. Your thoughts in the comment section on the prosecution of Corey Richens and where that's all at. Substack or YouTube is where you can weigh in. We'd love to get your feedback there, and be sure to press subscribe.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.